This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Puente de la Costa Sur, that's our topic for a feature this week. I am Cindy Menzel for the Feature Story of the Week, and I'm speaking with Rita Mancera, who is the executive director of Puente de la Sur, Puente de la Costa Sur. So, Rita, tell us where it is and what is Puente de la Costa Sur all about?
Thank you so much for having me. We are a nonprofit organization, and we serve 4 unincorporated communities on the south coast of San Mateo County, La Honda, Lomamar, Pescadero, and San Gregorio. And we have been around for now almost 28 years.
That's awesome. And I see on your website, which is mypuente.org, which is my, M-Y, puente is P-U-E-N-T-E.org. You provide tools for self-advocacy. What does that mean, Rita?
Yeah, so we do a lot of different services, and, you know, there's many things that our community needs, and our goal is to bring our community together and so much more. But part of our strategy to serve our community is to provide those tools so that people can advocate for themselves. There's many things that we can provide, but when we work with people and organize community, then they can, number one, advocate for themselves, to change things so that there's not a need all the time for some particular services, because maybe we can change the policies around it.
Right.
And then also we try to work towards long-term solutions so that maybe there's a family that needs something from us today, but that family receives the tools that they need to achieve the dreams that they have so that they don't need us tomorrow.
Amazing. So I see the services include mobile laundry, food distribution, exercise classes, senior field trips to places like the San Jose Japanese Garden. But you have some new projects, including this housing project. Tell me about the housing project.
Yeah, and again, because we've been around for about 28 years, there's a lot of work that we've done in partnership with community, which I always feel that is a very unique way of doing things. We just don't do things on our own. We take the input, but also the guidance from the community. And for several decades, the community has been saying that one of the biggest issues, and you are very familiar with this issue, mm-hmm. is housing.
Yes.
Is the lack of housing, the cost of housing, the cost of rent, people living in crowded spaces. So there's so many things related to that. And so we decided in our last strategic plan that we were going to work toward housing solutions. And so last year, summer, we acquired a property in Pescadero.
Really?
It's known as formerly the Llano Nursery, Westland Nursery before that. And it had an apartment complex there, and we are working towards renovating it because it's going to be this fall, 100 years old building is where the first Pescadero High School was located, and it was built in 1925. And we will be renovating it, everything from some structural work, replacing the roof, upgrading the water system, the septic system, improving the family units, bringing new appliances, and creating a common space for families to be together. We're going to be relocating the shared kitchen that we have for the dorms and creating a couple of extra units.
Oh,
it's a really great project.
That just sounds wonderful. So, and how many people are you looking at being able to serve or provide in these new housing areas, and what is it going to take for them, for someone who's interested in housing, to contact you? Of course, it would be at mypuente.org is where they would start. But how many are you looking at being able to serve, and how is that going to work?
Apartments are already there. It's a building that we inherited, mm-hmm. and it already came with tenants. So there were When we first bought the property, there were 28 tenants. There's 27 right now. We think we can increase the capacity a little bit after the renovations. But the families are there, but the eligibility criteria or who's going to get to live there
right.
is basically farm workers. And we're following the definition of San Mateo County for that matter.
Okay.
So people will have to bring primarily their income from farm work in the different capacities that exist on farm work or have worked in agriculture for a long time, because that's the other thing that we see increasingly both in Pescadero, and I'm aware that that's happening in Half Moon Bay as well, is farm workers that have been farm workers for more than 40 years and now they're in their 70s, 80s, and they also need a place to live. And so as long as they have been farm workers or active farm workers, they will qualify for the program.
Family housing, so you can have up to how many people, for example, or you have these retirees from farming, would they be living with their families?
So there are six units that are what we call family units that have a kitchenette and a bathroom inside. And again, this just has been neglected for a long time, so
sure.
we're making improvements to it. But families will be able to live there. Most of our units for families have two bathrooms, so it will be bit, you know, depending on the size of the family, but any family from like 3 to 6 could live in there. And then we have other dorms that are more like dorm style units, almost
right.
like college dorms, and they share bathrooms and they share a kitchen, and in
mm-hmm.
those are more set up with bunk beds. But we don't want to crowd people, because we know there's a crisis on housing, but we also, our goal is to provide dignified housing, and we know that that is kind of what is lacking these days,
right.
Because housing is so expensive, and so people can afford very little. And so that's why sometimes these situations result in overcrowding.
Right.
So it's something that we want to avoid. But the goal is to create a dignified space, clean, safe, and that gives them a sense of belonging and that
right.
they are at their home.
Puente de las Costa Sur has done a great job with that. You've done a lot of good work on economic security or insecurity as well.
Mm-hmm.
But can you tell me about that?
Yeah, especially these days, Cindy, I see and my team sees we have a huge increase on requests for financial assistance. The impact of immigration in our communities is real, and some people are working less. Some people, some farms didn't farm to the full extent that they usually do because they didn't know whether they're going to have the workforce to actually harvest. And so there's cost of food and basic things is just too high for people on a minimum wage to afford. And so we see those increases in financial assistance, especially when, you know, people live paycheck to paycheck. So when you are in a situation where suddenly your car broke down, you don't account for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like that just creates instability at home. Or if someone gets sick, that, you know, that's going to be an additional expense. And so we see those things happening. And what we try to do is to provide the financial assistance necessary so that people don't get to a point where they cannot afford to pay rent, and that then that will create an eviction process. And so we intervene early on so that that stability continues. Our food distribution is providing through partnerships also with Second Harvest and through some products that we buy ourselves to distribute. But we're serving over 220 households every month. And,
oh my.
And it's a lot of people, and it is people that really need some of this basic support. And, you know, the situation is just a little dire right now.
It's amazing. So I know in terms of support, people can donate, they can partner, they can volunteer. And a lot of your monies go to youth scholarships. Tell me about your youth scholarships.
Yeah, so anybody listening, if you help us through COSI Gives, this is how we use your support that we receive through COSI Gives at Puente. We provide scholarships to students that graduate from Pescadero High School and that are going on to college. There was a time where we felt that $500 is what students needed to
right.
succeed. That is no longer true,
no,
and it hasn't
no.
been true for years. And so
right.
about 4 years ago, we actually increased our scholarships. For students going to community college, we award $2,000, and for those going to four-year schools, $4,000. And this
wow.
is the scholarship they can apply to every year, you know, with proof of their enrollment. And but this year, with the support of a lot of people, we awarded over 25 scholarships and close to $80,000. course, this is not the only scholarship they get. They apply for many, but this one is very significant. And it's just support that, you know, of course, Puente awards these scholarships, but the funds come from, you know, $5, $10, $20, $100 that we receive during COSAI gifts from sure. people all over the area, but a lot of people from the South Coast and from Half Moon Bay.
And it's a 501c3, so if you want to do a larger one, larger donation, yes. it would be tax deductible and such, yes?
Absolutely.
The scholarships that you provide, the housing projects, everything that you're doing is just incredibly impressive. And so we're at time, and I've been talking with Rita Mancera, who is the executive director of Puente de la Costa Sur, and you have, so many opportunities to support their good work, either by donating your time or donating money. So, again, their website is mypuente.org. Puente, it's mypuente.org. I'm Cindy Menzel for the Feature Story of the Week.
Our thanks to Cindy Menzel for our Feature Story of the Week, insights into an important local nonprofit, Puente. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. This week's number on the KHMB Time Machine is 13. Host Cameron Palmer takes us back 13 years to 2012. Find out what was happening on the coastside then. The journey begins in moments on your one and only community station for the San Mateo County Midcoast, 100.9 Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
For 34 years, BK Motors has offered for sale the highest quality consignment vehicles on the coastside, ranging from economy, mid-sized luxury, and sport utility vans and trucks. At times, even commercial vehicles. Our Highway 1 location is perfect for displaying the vehicle you wish to sell. BK Motors also offers warranties and financing on approved credit.
Hi, this is Bob with BK Motors, and we have a lot full of inventory. We're at a record high. If you're looking for a great used vehicle, come on down to BK Motors and take a look at what we've got. We've got financing available. We've got extended warranties, and we've got a great selection of cars. So come down and see us at BK Motors.
Phone me at 726-8220 or see us online at bkmotors.com.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
Do you remember what you were doing 13 years ago in 2012? What was happening on the coastside? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, groups come together for tsunami preparedness. In months since the tsunami put the coastside on alert, several local groups have met in a mutual brainstorming session to upgrade communications and coordination between government and nonprofit organizations. And shooter goes to jail. The alleged gunman responsible for the Grove Street gang shooting has accepted a plea deal that would send him to prison for 14 years. Half Moon Bay gang member Christian DeLoyne was charged with firing several shots at rival gangs, hitting one man in the chest and another in the foot. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. My pub welcomes bikers, and many times the parking lot is filled with beautiful bikes and lovely folks that inside that rode them here. They are most welcome. I'd like to share a sweet story of my first experience with a local motorcycle club. It was 1983, and we were doing last-minute finishing touches for the opening the next day, April 1st, which our family will never forget. My dad was polishing the foot railing of the bar. He was helping me out, and we noticed he didn't look so good, and he admitted maybe he didn't feel so good. I drove him to our clinic, which was located at Shoreline Station at the time, and asked they take a look at him straight away. They did. Before our eyes, he went into cardiac arrest and came the paddles, the ambulance to the Big Seton Hospital and emergency quadruple bypass surgery with a 2% chance of survival. No grand opening, and we were on hold for several weeks. The local club heard the news, the local motorcycle club that is, and came to offer any help they could. I was beyond thinking of anything. They spotted the big flue, which goes to our kitchen down below. It needed painting, and they went out and got it done with great effort, no fanfare. My family has been forever grateful and will never forget this gesture of kindness. My dad lived against all odds for another full 21 years and loved his times at the pub. Thank you, bikers. Keep calm and bike on. The Summer Olympics are held in London, England, and the top three medal-winning countries during the games are the United States, China, and Great Britain. U.S. swimming Michael Phelps becomes the most decorated Olympian of all time after bringing his medal count to 22 at these games. Here at home, a gunman opens fire at midnight screening of The Dark Knight Rises in Aurora, Colorado, killing 12 and injuring 58 people. The shooter, James Holm, is captured by police and awaits trial. The space shuttle Endeavour has its final flight on top of the modified 747 aircraft touring across California for a 4.5-hour flight before landing in LA International Airport. The space shuttle Endeavour had 25 total missions and traveled about 123 million miles before its retirement from the shuttle program. After landing, it was carefully transported to its new permanent home at the California Science Center to be put on display. How much do things cost in 2012? Average cost of a new house is $263,000, or you can rent one for $1,045. Loaf of bread is $1.88, and a gallon of gas is $3.91. In popular music, this singer-songwriter has collaborated with Johnny Mathis, Kenny Rogers, Carly Simon, Michael Bolton, and a host of other popular recording artists. This month, Jim Brickman hits number 3 on the AC chart with Good Morning Beautiful.
I hear the alarm go off at 6. Used to be I'd wanna call in sick. I always dreaded this time of day, but not anymore, cause of you, smiling you, perfect you. Good morning, beautiful. I know it's gonna be a good morning, beautiful. When you're waking up with me, it's gonna be a good morning, beautiful. My day, nothing could take this smile from my face. Whether sunshine or whether the rain, I can weather any weather with you, smiling you, perfect you, babe. Good morning, beautiful. I know it's gonna be a good morning, beautiful. When you're waking up with me, it's gonna be a good morning, beautiful. Sometimes this world is such a crazy place, but all I need is just to see your face. Whether sunshine or whether the rain, I can weather any weather with you, smiling you, perfect you. Good morning, beautiful, it's me.
This singer-songwriter made his pop recording debut back in 1974 with a number one gold hit, and he's been selling a lot of his recordings ever since. Now in 2012, he hits the charts again. Here's Barry Manilow with Everything's Gonna Be All Right. What year will the time machine stop at next week? I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Hi, this is Audrey from Small Town Sweets. As Mama always said, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. But hey, at Small Town Sweets, our box chocolates are labeled, and you'll know exactly what you're getting. We've hand-selected our best sellers to create a special box of chocolates for you to give or enjoy. And please take a look into our chocolate case that is filled with handcrafted chocolates from Javier Confectionery. Turtles, truffles, peanut butter cups. Are you tempted yet? The shop is also filled with sweet and sour gummies, saltwater taffy, licorice from around the world, and retro sodas in our cold case. Small Town Sweets is a small piece of Americana located at 617 Main Street. We're open Monday through Friday, 12 to 5, and Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 5, closed on Tuesdays. We hope to see you soon.
If I could talk to the animals, It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
Today's show is on flea and tick control. Later in the show, I'll talk about an experiment I performed on my dog, Jeffrey, and the results. Don't worry, nothing creepy. Jeffrey's still the same big furry beast he's always been. When battling these blood-sucking pests, you can go the natural route, the more traditional route, or a bit of both. When it comes to fleas, you want to treat not just your pet, but your home and even your yard. For ticks, treating your home isn't as necessary. For your yard, typically cutting down tall weeds where they like to hang out is usually sufficient. To treat your house for fleas, there are several options. If you want to go the traditional route, you can get flea bombs for your house and carpet and upholstery spray made by Advantage. Advantage also makes yard spray. We carry all of these products at Kibbles. Alternatively, you could try a natural approach. At Kibbles, we carry Flea Busters powder, which is completely non-toxic. It's a desiccant and will kill fleas and eggs within 2 weeks. If you don't shampoo your rug, the treatment is usually good for a year. You should also wash all pet and animal bedding and or sprinkle with Flea Busters powder. We also sell diatomaceous earth, which can be sprinkled on your carpet. This is a natural pest deterrent. It's also great for chicken coops. If you want to treat your yard naturally, I would suggest garden variety diatomaceous earth. We only sell food grade diatomaceous earth at Kibbles. It would be way too expensive to use that in your yard. You can find the garden variety at your local nursery. To treat your animals for fleas and ticks, again, you can go natural or traditional. We carry Advantage and Advantix for dogs and cats. These products are pesticides that only go into the fatty tissue of the animal and are considered extremely safe. The vets carry more options of similar products. Now we get to the interesting part, natural flea and tick treatment for your pet. This is also where I reveal the experiment done on poor Jeffrey. We haven't had a problem with fleas, but the ticks have been awful. We live in the country, and when we walk down the street, the weeds are teeming with ticks due to all the deer in the area. When Jeffrey is done with the walk, he will have 20 or more ticks on him. And those are just the ones that we find. Even after picking them off and not walking down the street, myself and everyone working at Kibbles was picking off at least 10 ticks a day. At this point, I wasn't using any traditional pest control on Jeffrey. I was using the Earth Animal Flea Collar and was giving him a supplement. After speaking to the Earth Animal rep, I upped my game. I added the natural spot-on treatment and doubled the internal powder. The maximum dose of the powder is for dogs 75 pounds and larger. Well, Jeffrey's 130 pounds, and the ticks are awful, so the rep suggested I double the dose. I also diligently sprayed Jeffrey down with Earth Animal Flea and Tick Spray before every walk. And the results of the experiment? With no pesticide treatment and using every flea and tick product Earth Animal has and suggests to use, we've only been finding one or two ticks on Jeffrey. Typically, they aren't attached. Are the natural products foolproof? Absolutely not. But they seem to be doing a really good job of cutting down the problem by at least 80 to 90%. I think that's awesome. If you have a pet that is old, ill, or has an immune deficiency, or like me, you prefer the natural approach, then I would highly recommend you try out all the Earth Animal Pest Control products. Earth Animal Flea and Tick products are on sale for 25% off this month at Kibbles. Remember, you need to use all of them together or they won't have a big effect, especially this time of year. So in spite of being experimented on, Jeffrey is happy, almost completely tick-free, and smelling so good from the essential oils and the Earth Animal products. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
This is Catherine Weaver, speaking to you from Claws, Paws, and Hooves, home of Camp Canine Doggy Daycare for the Coastside. Don't feel guilty if you have to leave town for business or pleasure. Your canine companion will be safe, secure, and well-supervised while learning to socialize, enjoying outings, exercise, and treats. Dogs are matched according to size and disposition. All of our campers get tons of specialized attention. Our experienced camp counselors pick up your dog from your home anywhere between Montara and Half Moon Bay in one of our safe, fully equipped air-conditioned vans. Check us out. Claws with a K, pawsandhooves.com. Phone us at 728-8070. Claws, Paws, and Hooves. Making tails wag from Montara to Half Moon Bay.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Have you ever felt like you were working hard but not getting anywhere? Kind of like you're going in the right direction, but you're on the wrong road? I know that feeling well. A few years ago, I was doing all the right things. Working hard, staying busy, but something just felt off. Like I wasn't making the impact I wanted. So in 2024, I made a choice that changed everything. My name is Ranger Kelak, and I walked across America, nearly 3,000 miles on foot from South Carolina to California. And if there's one lesson that journey taught me, it's this. It doesn't matter how hard you work if you're walking the wrong path. Now that's where a personal mission statement comes in. It's like a compass for your life. It keeps you moving in the right direction on the right road. Now a mission statement isn't just for businesses. It's for you. It's a simple sentence that clarifies your direction and helps you make better choices each and every day. Think about it like this. When I was walking across America, I had a clear mission to highlight, learn from, and work with people making a real difference in their communities. That mission kept me going on days when my feet were blistered, when the weather was brutal, and when I wanted to quit. It was my North Star, and you can create yours too. I'll be back to walk you through it after this message from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry,
where we bring your smile to life.
This is Ranger Kelak speaking today on how you can create your own mission statement, a simple but powerful tool that keeps you focused on what truly matters. And here's how you can build yours in three steps. Step one, pick three action words. Think of three verbs that describe what you love to do. Maybe you want to empower, build, or inspire. Or perhaps you're drawn to create, support, and lead. Step two, identify your core values. What belief or value drives you? It could be growth, connection, service, or resilience. Choose something that fuels you even on the hard days. Step three, define who you serve. Who do you want to impact? Your family, your community, entrepreneurs, students? Your mission should focus your energy towards something, not just away from something. So now let's put it all together. My mission is to verb, through your core value to serve your cause. For example, if you're a teacher, Your mission might be to inspire, educate, and empower young minds through creativity, helping students build confidence and purpose. Or if you're focused on your health right now, it might be to strengthen, commit, and uplift myself through discipline so I can be a healthy and active role model for my family. The key is keeping it simple and memorable, something you can say out loud without overthinking it. Having a clear mission statement makes decision-making easier. It keeps you focused on what matters and helps you push through challenges when motivation fades. So ask yourself, 1, what impact do you want to make? 2, who do you want to serve? And 3, what words describe your purpose? Write it down, say it out loud, and live by it. If you need help crafting your mission statement, visit withinrangecoaching.com for free resources and coaching. For Keeping Pace with Your Health, this has been Ranger Kelak.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
On the carousel. Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top 8 pubs in all of California. Summer's officially over, and now we begin the harvest season on the Coastside. The main harvest for the San Mateo County Mid-Coast is pumpkins, of course. As we look forward to the Pumpkin Festival, October 18th and 19th, KHMB will be broadcasting live both days. But there's also a music ritual that has blossomed on our precious Coastside each year, and this is the 6th year now, of the Harvest Festival in Monterra at the Alpaca Farm. Welcome to the 6th annual Alpacas by the Sea Harvest Festival on Saturday, October 4th. It's an artisan and music festival on Kenny and Victoria Hibbets' famous alpaca farm in Monterra. 15 local bands play on 2 stages. It's a day of music, artisans with local exhibits, and, of course, libations. We'll hear from promoter Kenny Hibbets at the end of the show today on his love for music and giving back to the community while benefiting Second Harvest Food Bank here in the Bay Area. It's a total win-win. The event is free for anyone who wants to go, with a suggested donation to benefit the food bank. Each year, Rich Pearsall of Studio E in Monterra produces an album of those artists. The CDs will be available for sale on Harvest Fest Day, along with commemorative t-shirts and art. And over the next month of Carousel Special celebrating this year's Harvest Fest, you'll hear many of those tracks from the CDs. Let's begin the music celebration with one of my favorite humans on planet Earth. It's Karen Suhu. Her laugh is infectious, and her music pierces your soul, often described as a mosaic of sound. Karen serves up a tasty blend of jazzy pop to bluesy rock. Here she is with frequent collaborator Steve Wiegandt. This was recorded at Studio E in one take. That's right, one take. This is Say the Word on KHMB's Coastside Carousel, celebrating Harvest Fest 2025.
When you see the road come, man, take the track.
When you see the road to come, man, get on board, leave the world behind. Can you hear the engines hum, man? Drop the sound of a welcome kind. You had your own calling, but still you fell from grace. You hold on tight to love, but you don't dare leave the trace. Say the word and let you go. Say the word and let you go. Say the word and let you go. Say the word. Say the word.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. It's a month of Coastside Carousel, celebrating the local artists featured in Alpacas by the Sea Harvest Festival on Saturday, October 4th in Monterra. I'm Mike Dale, and there is Karen Suhu with Say the Word and longtime collaborator Steve Wiegandt. Up next on our special month-long celebration of the Harvest Festival is Slack Tide Currents. They're good friends, and I've featured them on Coastside Carousel multiple times over the years now. STC is an Americana quartet comprised of high school teachers and a retired high school band director. They love to support Coastside causes and have a huge following called Slackers. This one is called All In. It's KHMB's Coastside Carousel, celebrating Harvest Fest 2025.
I can feel your eyes on me, and I know what you're thinking. What if we could swing it back and do it over again? Here we are, same town, same bar, just a little bit wiser now. Still singing to you when you're still holding it down. So why don't you save a dance for me? Save a slow one. Try those words on me, low ones that simmer right above the flame. Till they burn, and I shiver when you say my name. Some things don't change, and I can feel your hands on me. They still know what they're doing. Played over and over and over again. So what if we got lost? Turned around. We can pull this thing out of the sky, bring it down to the ground. So won't you take a breath with me? Take a deep one and place your bet on me. All in. This has to be the end of the game. We have to learn. The light shimmers and it's our turn.
what we can be. I can feel your eyes on me, and I know what you're thinking. So baby, let's swing it back and try us again.
This is Coastside Carousel on Community Radio for the Coastside, KHMB, 100.9 FM and AM 1710. I'm Mike Dale, and we're doing a month-long celebration of Coastside Carousel to celebrate Harvest Fest at the Alpaca Farm in Monterra on Saturday, October 4th. The event is absolutely free. We just ask that you give a nice donation to the Second Harvest Food Bank. Next up is the pop rock duo called Mondo Stereo. Scott Stone is the singer-songwriter who evokes the soaring vocals of Daryl Hall and even Curtis Mayfield with that soulful Motown sound. And guitarist Joey Diamond is a master of the fretboard on lead guitar. Both have been with me on Coastside Carousel over the past 2 years. And here's a track that I love, and I think it's a hit. It's called Sugar. It's Mondo Stereo on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Sugar, 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 I'll give it right back to you, baby.
It's a month-long celebration on Coastside Carousel, celebrating the local artists featured in Alpacas by the Sea Harvest Festival on Saturday, October 4th in Monterra. Mike Dale with you here, and that was Mondo Stereo there with Sugar. Great, great track by Scott Stone. The founder of Alpacas by the Sea Harvest Festival is Kenny Hibbets of Holler Folk. Kenny's from North Carolina and has a self-effacing sense of humor, joking that he spends his life just trying to perfect the cowboy chords he learned as a teenager. His daughter Sunny is featured on this track on lead vocals, and this is called Stumblin'. Celebrating Harvest Fest 2025, it's Coastside Carousel on KHMB. It's Coastside Carousel on KHMB, your community, your voice at 100.9 FM and AM 1710, a month-long celebration of the artists featured in Alpacas by the Sea Harvest Festival on Saturday, October 4th in Monterra. I'm Mike Dale, and there was Kenny Hibbets and his band Holler Folk with daughter Sunny on lead vocals. I asked Kenny to give us a take on how he started the festival and what it means to him and his family and giving back to the community of the Coastside.
Well, the opportunity to give back something to the community is really what the Harvest Festival is all about. And what we wanted to do was we wanted to find a way to support the Second Harvest Food Bank. So everything that we generate at the Harvest Fest goes directly to them. And what's exciting about it is that last year we raised over 10 $100,000. Second Harvest told us that they're able to produce 20,000 meals. So when you think about the impact that that makes on Bay Area families in a challenging world that we live in, where it's very expensive to get food, their membership has grown dramatically. So this is a tremendous way for us to give something back. So our goal is to best that number. So we're asking for people to come out, enjoy the music, have a great time, get a chance to see the alpacas up close. We'll have great artisans there, great vendors showing what they've produced this year. And that's what it's kind of all about is, you know, another year on the planet. This is what's coming out for our harvest this year. And so the harvest this year musically is we have just a tremendous lineup of great bands, and the opportunity to give something back to Second Harvest is what we're all about. You know, what we're really excited about is the opportunity to have a fun, family-free event where you can come down, hear some great music, see some terrific art, and participate, and come with an open heart to help those less fortunate and give where you live.
Thank you, Kenny, and thank you for everything that you do, and of course, all the local artists along the coastside who chip in to make this a better place for all of us. Really, really appreciate it. That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Crime is one of America's most serious problems today. Its effects reach not only the direct victims of its violence, but even those who have not been attacked. The concern for crime has not been limited to this century, however. Our founding fathers were also concerned about it. Yet the effects of crime unquestionably were much less in their generation. So what was their deterrent to crime? Signer of the Constitution, James McHenry, answered that question. He explained, "The Holy Scriptures can alone secure to society order and peace. In vain, without the Bible, we increase penal laws and draw protections around our institutions. Bibles are strong defenses. Where they abound, men cannot pursue wicked courses." Founding Father James McHenry believed that widely teaching the Bible was the best means to deter crime.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.